meter net. Unit control light is KC4SKD. My name is Larry. My location is Easley, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called every night at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeaters atop Caesars, located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KC4SKD. The announcements are bulletins for the net. Please call KC4SKD.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie, with one announcement.
4SKD, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4HHC, one announcement. Would you rather go ahead with your announcement now or wait till the end of roll call?
I'll go ahead with it. We had a test session this around noontime today. Included a wide variety of emergency management type personnel from various organizations from pretty much all over the upstate. And we gave the test at the Bon Secours Hospital in their auditorium. I had 25 people present for the test, and 24 finished the test successfully with their technician license. So that was an amazing test session. This is N4HHC. There was probably about 8 hams there, VEs helping with the testing, and it was just excellent time. So I thought everyone on the net would like to know we've got 24 new hams as soon as they get their license. Maybe we'll hear some of them on the repeater. My name is Warren, Whiskey Alpha, Romeo Echo November. Over.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention tonight. Sounds like everything went well. And me being the net controller, this is the first time I've had somebody come up with an announcement, so I'm sitting here trying to read, figure out what I'm supposed to do. I guess, does anybody need any, have any questions for Warren? Thanks again. Do we have any other announcements for the net call KC4SKD? Votes heard. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, signal your intent to remain on the net for the rec check portion of the net. Those stations already checked in are listed. You need not check in again unless you wish to amend your traffic. And we're going to start off with the, I'm going to recognize those that have used the pre-net check-in feature. We've got quite a few. So we'll recognize W2AMD Andrew, W4FCM Fred, N4IEI Isla, K4XMR Mel, KG4PFI Don, KG4QLQ Linda, KO4ZEW Ben, W1RPG Bob, N4JRB James, KI4LZI Andy, K4OSH Pat, KN4RJN John, AA4GH Gus, N4ASW Tony, KQ4JSK Kim, KD4HEY Jim, KC4W Bill. And those are the pre-net check-ins we have so far. So I see we've got Echo Link stations only. Please call KC4SKD. Problems out there that are not familiar with the check-in process and you'd like to check in but not quite sure how, please go ahead and just put your call out there and I'll guide you through the rest. Call KC4SKD. We'll begin with the RF section. And since tonight is Friday night, we will begin with Uniform through Zulu. All stations U through Z. Please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
4SKD. 4SKD, please check in. November Charlie 9 Victor. Name is Leon from Hendersonville. And my wife, Wendy, her call is Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet. And we will be listening in and out.
K4UBD, Jan and Travelers Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
And Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm down here in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Net Control. Again, Kilo Oscar 4 Victor Mike, Arizona, in Greenville, negative and negative.
4SKD and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net recognizing November Charlie 9 Victor Leon, KE4. DXJ Wendy, K4UBD Jan, K4XB Tommy, and KO4VM Allen. And we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Uniform through Zulu. Please call KC4SKD. Next group. Let's go with Alpha through Delta, A through D. Of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KC4SKD.
Control. Evening, sir. Please check in. November 4, Alpha Hotel, Oscar. N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Be negative and negative this evening. 73 of the net.
KC4SKD. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and also via telephone relay. Please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and we'll all be negative and negative.
4SKD.
Hey, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU and everybody on the net.
4SKD. Hey, Miss Rhonda and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. I have no traffic. I'll be here for a comment. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and Miss Rhonda and all on the net.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got N4AHO, Doug. KK4DMW, Rick. KK4ONO Lorena, KM4MOQ Michelle, KB2BYQ Dave, KI4DOS Gary, and he's checking in with some right you, and K3JOY Joy. And we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Gary will be back to you shortly for right you. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, call KC4SKD. We'll move along to the next group. Echo through Hotel, E through H, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD or Net Control.
and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thank you for calling the net, Larry.
For SKD. Okay, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight. Thanks, Larry.
K4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, G and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4HKX, Patrick. KC4EZN, Harry. W4FHJG. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Echo through Hotel, E through H. Please call KC4SKD. Nerd, we'll move along to the next group. India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, K4JF, Jim, Simpsonville, negative and negative.
SKD. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm from this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4 SKD. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KD, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing K4JF, Jim. KK4JFO, James. KK4... JBQ Larry, KC4MFK Donna, and we thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. I see we have another EchoLink station, so we'll pause the RF section and go to EchoLink stations only. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, Larry, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on that. No traffic and no radio.
C4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen, by way of Echo Link. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Stephen. Anybody else? India through Lima, I through L, call KC4SKD. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KC4SKD.
KD, please check in. WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Fremont County. Be negative and negative. 7-3, y'all the net.
KD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we got WG4MC Matt, K4OIM Walt. Thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, please call KC4SKD.
4SKD, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra, Robert and Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Recognizing KQ4OAS. Good to have you with us tonight. Thank you for checking in with us. Hope everything's okay in your neighborhood. Let's move along to stations Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
KC4SKD. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, sir, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Tango
check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4, QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I won't be negative and negative. Hello, Dom.
Hello, Chris.
4SKD in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Recognizing N0TR Tom. KO4QLG Chris. We thank y'all for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango. Call KC4SKD or net control. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KC4SKD.
Net control. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4, DJC, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KD and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing N4, DJC, Jerry. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. Close the formal portion of the net. Anybody would like to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. This is KC4SKD now securing the formal portion of the net. I want to thank everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rack tour. We'll stop and check for rack tours as we go along. I've only got one listed tonight, that's KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, how you doing? KC4SKD.
4SKD in the net, KI4DOS. Miss Rhonda, all on the net. We had a good day over here today. Got out there and was working in the yard, working out there in my barn a little bit. And late this afternoon, my youngest son, Stephen, came over and we visited for a while. And I thought, well, you know, he's going to come over today, and then I won't see him again for Father's Day on Sunday. Then he told me, he said, Dad, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I don't know. I've got to cut the grass and do some things. He says, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, okay. So I guess I'm getting an early Father's Day present there, Larry.
I got yard work to do, too, but I'm still working on this car project. Making good progress. We've got the head bolted on, camshafts put in, and tomorrow I'm going to try to get timing belt done. And we're at a pretty good place with it. And I'm not going to brag or say too much, but I'm hoping by next Saturday I should have it running.
I really do. You know, I know it's been a long process, but at least it's not cold out there now. Now you have to wear a sweatband.
Well, yeah, we've got it in the garage, and I've got a window unit air conditioner. But sometimes I like to have the big door open because you get more light in there. But of course, now, like you said, we've got heat along with it.
Know about needing the extra light. Stephen was out here. We were out in the barn looking around, and he noticed my fluorescent lights, and he said, Dad, you know they make these in LED now. And I said, well, no, I really didn't. I said, I don't know why I didn't. I said, I hadn't bought any in a long time. He said, well, I think you need to replace all of these bulbs with the LEDs. And I said, well, I said, does it make it any brighter? And he said, in some cases, yes.
And what you talking about there, Gary, they went around the office and took the fluorescents out and replaced them with LEDs. And some people complained it's too bright. They bought this thing that looks like a big old leaf that hangs over their cubicle. They said it hurts their eyes, but it does make a big difference. And it costs less energy to use them, too.
Bad idea, then. Especially if it makes it a little brighter. You know, these fluorescent things they're really nice. I'm not going to fuss about them at all because I've had them out there for quite a number of years. But I may just invest in the LEDs to go out there just to see how much difference it's going to make. I don't work on, I haven't worked on my car or a truck, either one, in a while. Haven't needed to, thank goodness. But I needed to work on the lawnmower and a couple of things like that. So, yeah, I like to work out there where my toolbox is. And even though it's a little ways away from the house, you know, I have to, if I need water or, you know, I need to go to the restroom or something of that nature, I have to have a little walk, but that's not bad for me, you know. I need to walk and get to exercise, so it's always good to get out there and do some things. And if I have to come back in the house, I do, and then I go back out there and finish up. But I hope you get your little car all finished up next week. Have it all running. That timing belt, that can be a lot of fun. Make sure all the little marks are in the right place.
Yeah, sitting in there a while ago reading the instruction book. I got the genuine Toyota book, and then I got the other Haynes manual. I was reading both of them. That's one of the parts where you want to stop, clear your mind, make sure nothing's bothering you, and you want to proceed. Read every little sentence and proceed with caution. I know this is a non-interference engine, but if you put the timing belt on wrong, it is a lot of work.
I'd much rather take my time and do a job one time instead of having to go back and redo it. I always hated doing that. But, every once in a while you get caught making a little mistake that you have to go back and redo. And, it's best to take your time, you know, especially if you get in a hurry, that's when you go make your mistakes. So best thing to do is just take your time and go from there. The last engine work that I did, I was working on a big Caterpillar engine out there on one of the big trucks. We did an in-frame rebuild, and I had to lay on my back and torque everything down on the bottom end of the engine. And those things, you have to pull over 600 pounds of torque on the bolts down there. I told the shop foreman, I said, you know, I said, next time you go get down here and lay on your back and try to pull 600 pounds on a torque wrench.
I can understand that. How long was the torque wrench? Was it 3 feet long?
It was about 4 feet long. It was a great big old long one, but still, you try to pull that kind of weight, the torque on it, and I'd start pulling it, start sliding across the floor there. So I'd put my feet up in the frame or on the whatever I could get, whether it was a drive shaft or a front tire or what. Kind of brace myself, and that way I could pull that torque up. But it's I don't know. That's a great big old long torque wrench, and it's probably the grip on it down there where you set the torque. It was probably inch and a half or 2 inch in diameter. So it was a great big old thing, heavy. Well, it had to be to pull that kind of torque. But luckily, I don't have to do that anymore.
I forgot about when you start pulling on something like that, you start sliding across the floor and have to brace yourself. But one of my cousins used to do a lot of work on heavy equipment. I don't think he does that anymore, but him and his family worked on, his dad and brother worked on a lot of stuff like that. But anyhow, it can be aggravating sometimes. At least it sounds like with a big tractor, you got a lot of clearance. You're not right on the, you got probably, I guess, what, 1 or 2 feet?
Older stuff, you have plenty of room like that. You have to, you can put yourself under there and still have about a foot of clearance. But now everything's dropping down. It's getting aerodynamic and Everything's getting closer to the ground, so you have to. Well, we had to. Well, one particular truck we had to put on jack stands to get the front end high enough so we could get under there to work on it. So that's just like anything else, you know. These people that design them, they don't work on them, or if they did, they sure wouldn't do some of the things that they do. But other than that, Larry, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Had a wonderful day. Look forward to another pretty day tomorrow. Get out, do a little yard work, and cut my grass and make it look like somebody lives here again. I hope you and Miss Rhonda have a wonderful weekend, and happy Father's Day and all that stuff. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. And again, I hope I get to get your little car running by next weekend. And I'll say 7-3 to you in the net. KC4SKD in the net. KI4DOS.
Gary, thanks for the rec. You always enjoy talking with you a few minutes. And I'll give you a report. You know, of course, sometimes my plans are a little bit optimistic. Things don't quite work out. But anyway, at least so far I haven't broken anything, and things are going okay, just kind of slow. Good talking to you, Gary. Let's see if we got any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KC4SKD. Ready for comments. Or if somebody's checked in, you may decide you want to come back and give us some comments. Call KC4SKD. Before we close it down, anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Please call KC4SKD.
Please check in KQ4 Sierra Bravo Whiskey. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Sierra Bravo Whiskey. This is Jamie up here in Tigerville.
4SKD, I hope I got your call right. I wrote down KQ4SBW, and your name's Jamie. Did I get that right?
Correct, sir, and I'm calling you out of Tigerville.
Did you have any comments you want to bring to the net tonight?
Thanks for the notification.
Checking in with us tonight, Jamie. Hope everything's going okay in your neighborhood. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu. Call KC4SKD.
Yes, KD. K4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4 OW Rich and Gravel. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
Cool.
Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4, BKI, Jack, from the south side of Rock Hill, over here. So y'all have a good one. I'll be in and out. Have a great one.
Control. KF4, BVJ, Kilo, Fox 4, Bravo, Victor, Juliet. Carrie and Taylor, just check me in and out. Good evening, everybody.
K4ROW Richard, KJ4BKI Jack, KF4BBJ, wrote down Kerry, I hope that's right. Did I mess up anybody's name or call?
Kerry Park, that's right. You did good on all of it.
Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, call KC4SKD. It's all the way through the alphabet. Call Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta. I'm not sure who's running the net tomorrow night, but I'm sure they appreciate the lots of check-ins. So this is KC4SKD for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please stand by for net report. KC4SKD now checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateurs. 73s and good night.